Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, well, good morning, all. Welcome to Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations. I had to play that song today on the show because it kind of ties in with what I'm going to be briefly talking about today. I found myself in a position this week just really asking God for strength and direction in a lot of things that I'm trying to do. And this song kind of came to mind, and it caused me to reflect about a lot of things. And when I woke up this morning, I don't know about you, but have you ever woke up and just saw, even when the sun wasn't shining, that everything around you, your whole atmosphere, was beautiful and lovely? I woke up feeling like that this morning. And just a few short days ago, I wasn't feeling that way because I was searching and asking God for direction on different projects I want to get involved in and different things that I just want to do. But sometimes you find yourself that it's difficult to make decisions because, you know, you lack direction, and you really have to really seek God for that direction. And I found myself doing that all week long. It was just, you know, every time I had an opportunity to go outside, it was just like God was making me to pay attention to the beauty of the seasons. And I began to think about that, how beautiful the seasons are, how beautiful it happens every year. We have summer, spring, winter, and fall. It never fails. We know that those seasons are going to come. But you never really always pay attention to the beauty that they bring, and sometimes how that just reflecting and musing over the beauty of the earth, how that you can get your answers and direction from those things. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, living in your season. There's a poem that I'm going to read first before I begin to talk a little bit. It's a poem I found in a book entitled A Treasury of Christian Poetry. It's about 700 inspiring and beloved poems completed by Mary Batchelor. This particular poem is written by Colin Duriez. It's entitled For Everything There Is a Season. The time to weep is in the heart's winter. Grief is the grip of ice and silence, snow and vast gray skies. Bending under tree-caught snow, nerves hold the sad immense. The time to laugh is when new is sprung suddenly. Renewal, new love, new light, new green, new morning, blossom-hung delight makes the spring of the heart do. There's a time for living. Into a wide green under a thoughtful sun, we move and struggle. Who is the true? Must reach here, must judge what we have done. There is also a time for dying. The green leaves become brown. The grass fades. The unplucked fruit drops and rots. Sighing, tree-sung rain makes cold, decaying shade. Again, that was by Colin Duriez. I read that in conjunction with musing over the season. I went out and I saw all the leaves that had fallen, and all I began thinking about, oh, I got a lot of leaves to pick up. But then, you know, as I began to just sit there, I just sat there in my car for a moment and just began to reflect how beautiful are their red leaves, brown leaves, orange leaves, how beautiful that is, that array of colors, how it just brings vibrancy, and how the season, autumn season, brings vibrancy in your life with all the colors of the leaves. And I began to not focus on picking up all the leaves, but focus on the beauty. And it kind of, you know, gave me the answers to some of the things that I was seeking direction for. That there is always a time, you know, sometimes we want things to happen today, now, at this very moment. But God tells us and gives us signs to let us know that everything has a time and a season. He may implant a vision or give you a vision to do something, but it may not be the day and the time for that vision to come to life. It's just something he's planting within you. And it took me a minute to really understand that revelation for a moment, but that is so true. Sometimes we get overly overzealous about the things that he may bring to our, you know, our imagination, and we think we're supposed to act upon those things at right then and now. But everything has a time and a season. And that brought to me that you have to live in your season, that moment, live in that time. Now, there are a few projects that I want to get out, and I've been, you know, working on manuscripts, rewriting them and writing them. But, you know, God kind of let me see that the reason why that I keep revisiting those manuscripts is because there is a certain, he wants me to polish them in such a way that when people grab onto what they're reading, because I had said to him, God, I don't want to just produce books just for the money, but I really want to impact the lives of other people when they read something that I have written. And God let me know that the only way that can be done is by divine direction. You have to learn how to accept his direction. I was ready off all before all these manuscripts. I got about 10 manuscripts that I wanted to get out at a certain time, but he lets me know that there's a need to pace myself. It may be that I may not supposed to bring a certain manuscript in until the end of winter or the beginning of spring, or, you know, there is a time in the season. There are going to be moments in your life where the things that we do are going to be most impactful. And that's what we should aim for, to not just do things just for the sake of them, but do things that you know that is going to make a difference. And those are some of the things that I was just learning all week long, just, you know, musing over the seasons. And, you know, I've been dreading on the snow coming, but then I begin to appreciate the privilege of life in itself. You know, we complain about so many different things. We complain more so than we, you know, give thanks. And I believe in the scripture says in everything give thanks. Yeah, there are times where it's very difficult to give thanks, but I'm beginning to understand what of all those instructions, even in the Bible, what all those instructions mean. It'll keep us in a certain state of mind. If we learn to begin to give thanks in everything, then you won't have much time to waddle in despondency or despair. And that all makes sense to me. You know, if you begin to say, well, thank God, you know, just to let it flow from the opening of your mouth, you will find a new strength, a new inspiration. And just like all week long, like I said, I was, you know, going through some circumstances and musing at the same time. I was going through, and then I was getting my direction and my healing at the same time. And that was simply amazing. And it's just, you know, how God just brings things to you. He just told me to live in my season. And there's a phrase that people always use for various reasons, live in the moment. And that's what, you know, I choose to do, to live in the moment. Live in the moment where I'm creating. Live in the moment where manifesting things, because there is a process. Just like when you're planting a flower, you have to have a seed and to, you know, plant it into soil, and to, from that point you have to water it, and from that point it begins to flourish and blossom. So everything has a process. The seasons have a process. you begin to the seasons. You know, there are seasons where there's always rain, so that's conducive with, you know, going through the storm. And, you know, there's a season where, you know, in the wintertime where you have to, you know, get to yourself and you want to be cozy and warm and somewhat hibernate, because not many people like to travel in the snow. So there's a moment of being quiet and to yourself. Then there's the summertime where everything comes alive and everybody is out and about and doing everything that they want to do, because the sun is shining and nothing is prohibiting them, nothing prohibiting them from doing what it is they want to do. And if you begin to see all of those beautiful things of how that process, you know, you go through that process, and we go through that process, I believe that God knew that as human beings that we would be dealing with so many things in this life that we would have to have change. We would have to have constant change in order to be able to cope with the various things that come our way in our lives. And I just thank him for the that process, because had not he used the seasons to bring some things to life in my light, in my life, and which was a beautiful thing to do for me, because it just made me feel just beautiful this morning. It made me feel enlightened. And it felt like that my whole life is on track. You know, within a matter of days, the whole aura around me has changed, and it's just like I'm on a new path. And that's what this poem kind of brought out. I like the part where it says renewal, new love, new light, new green, new morning, blossom hung delight. Yes, it is truly a delight. It's a feeling of delight when you have a sense of renewal. Everything, you shed the old things and you bring in something new. You release the bad karma or the bad the energy around you, and you gravitate and take in and absorb the energy that comes with renewal. And this poem just kind of spoke to me. You know, I have a huge collection of books, but every now and again I'll just pick up one of my books and find something that I could talk about that kind of applies with what I'm feeling, or what I want to talk about, or something that I've observed. And this poem was very appropriate in. Unless you know that in literature, you find a lot of life and direction in literature. So many people don't like to read, but that's one of the many things that keeps me going, is being able to grab onto something resourceful, a book, something that somebody else has written and pour from their spirit. So this is why I like to do this show, because I like to share what I am experiencing, because you never know who else is experiencing those things and needs some direction, some motivation, some inspiration. And I tell you that every day someone is going through something where they don't know what to do, how to get from the state of despondency they're in. They don't know how to get out of the trouble that they've gotten themselves in. And they don't know, they don't always remember to go to God or to pray. Some people just, lack focus and direction and don't know who to call on or what to do. That's why I played that song at the beginning of the show with Yolanda Adams, Open My Heart, because that song does so much for me. And I'm sure it can do a lot of things for other people. It's so inspiring because it causes you to begin to reflect inwardly, so that you're able to release all of that energy that is not positive from your spirit. It just brings you into a solemn position. And that brings you into the atmosphere of accepting renewal in your life. So that's why I just wanted to play that song so much, because I was talking with someone the other day who was explaining to me that they had were going through a rough patch. And like so many people are today, we talk about it, you know, we've talked about it on other shows about people losing their jobs and going through circumstances that is very difficult to get past when you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. You don't know where your next, you know, income is going to come from to, you know, pay your utilities or pay your mortgage or things of that nature. But, and you don't always know what to say to a person when they're experiencing that. And sometimes it's not meant for you to say anything. Sometimes all you can do is lend the person your ear and let them know, give them the sense that you are praying for them. You don't have to always say that, because sometimes saying that I'm praying for you, that's not going to change their circumstances. That's not going to make that person think about that, you know, that their circumstance is going to change. Sometimes people would less like to hear that you're praying for them. But one of the things I began to do, I embraced them and let them feel the energy that was coming from me, to let them know, to speak through my spirit the things that I really wanted to say to them. Because sometimes just the warm embrace of someone else loving on another person, it exudes from your spirit to theirs to help them understand that somebody is praying for them, somebody is keeping them lifted up, somebody is there for them in spite of. And the other thing that, you know, I was led to do is just sometimes if you have a little extra to give to someone, you know, back in yesteryears, they used to, you know, share meals between families and things of that nature. Even if you can offer, you know, this a friend a meal, or, you know, help this family with, you know, some extras that you may have. You know, I go through my cabinet all the time, and I come across canned goods that, you know, they probably have been there for months. And which is a shame, you know, it's not that, you know, you kind of forget about certain things if you don't, you know, cook it on a regular basis. And so some of those things, you recycle those things, and, you know, because they're still good, they're canned goods, they're preserved, they're put into cans to be preserved for quite a long time, and they're good stuff, so why not share that with someone who is in need? And sometimes you may not be able to directly help all of the circumstances the person is dealing with, but you can help lighten the load. And it's just like, you know, I know that kind of seems like it's off my topic, living in your season, but it really isn't. Sometimes it's a season to be able to give in spite of your own need. And a lot of people don't understand that. I'm reminded about a scripture in the Bible about when the prophet told the woman to feed him, and she had a need to be fed herself. She had needs her own, but he gave her, you know, he gave her this command, and she followed that. And how things began to, he not only left her with that message, but to also to find the oils and things in her home and to begin to sell them. And he implanted an idea in her head. He began to me, in a sense to me, he made her become an entrepreneur, to look inside. Instead of being despondent in your situation, find an alternative, find another way, because there's always another way. There's always a good season and a bad season to do things. And there are always times where you will not be in a position to do the things that you want to do. But that time will change. They always say what comes up must come down, and what is down must come up eventually. So it just, if you, you know, a couple of weeks ago I was talking about, I read a poem about that good versus evil, and how that we must understand that there is always two sides to everything. And if we keep that in mind, we will remember that even where it, in the season that we're in, if it's a bad season for you, if you're going through the storm, guess what? The storm is not always going to be there. The sun must shine someday. And when you think about those and you think how God put all the seasons together to make us remember all those things, it's just fascinating to me. This is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, you know, I am so excited about just talking about living in your season, doing the things that you want to do, and accepting that you have to be challenged in various seasons, but knowing the consolation is knowing that the seasons will change and you will not always be going through the storm, but you will not always be trampling through the snow, but there will be a time and a season where you will see the sunshine. There will be no rain. There will be just a moment of jubilance, you know, and that's so fascinating. But I want to take a little break here. We got 18 minutes remaining in the show, and I'm just going to play a little more inspirational music here because I am just, my heart is so full of joy this morning. It's just amazing, just, you know, how God just shows us things, and it makes me very excited to be able to share those things with other people. And we are going to play we're going to play Vicky Yoey, Because of Who You Are, and stay tuned, we'll be right back after these. welcome back to Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations with your host, Poetic Energy. I am so delighted today. We still have 12 minutes remaining in the show. I just want to acknowledge Ms. Ramsey Simonet. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Welcome, and thank you for hanging out with me today, listening to me talk about living in your season. I just kind of want to briefly also share a testimony with everybody, and it ties in with living in your season. Many may know and may not know, but I've been in the real estate industry also for 13 years, and with the current market condition, you know that the market could go up and down, but it's just a wonderful thing with a lot of work, hard work, and commitment. I am in the process of, within the past less than 2 weeks, I should say, less than 2 weeks, I am working on my fifth deal. And how that ties in with living in your season and living in your moment is that, you know, for a couple of months that I have gone without selling anything. And you kind of get it, you know, and I do that full time, and I do other things too, but it's just amazing how God just manifests things right at the appropriate moment, the season, the right at the right season. And the way that all of it, I put five houses on the market, and none of them have been on the market over 2 weeks. And just as soon as I put them on the market, it was just like I got offers after offers after offers, like back to back. It was like a simultaneous type of thing. And people don't always acknowledge God for those things. But to me, again, God showed me how wonderful he is and how he can change the whole atmosphere around us by just showing us things through what he does as God. And a lot of people may not get excited about that, you know, or, you know, per se, that testimony, but I am very excited, not just about the money, but the way it all happened. Again, I told you all week long I was dealing with circumstances, but I was also in that same breath healing through, but those were one of the things that God showed me who he really was, and that's why I just played this last track by Vicky Yoey. Because of who you are, I give God glory because of who he is, because this whole dry spell of me not receiving income from, you know, what I do primarily in real estate is that, you know, it can be very challenging. And, you know, had not I been a person, a creative person that does other things, it could be that could have put me in a very despondent situation more so than I was. But thankfully enough that I'm able to, God gave me the sense and the knowledge to, you know, pay off my home where I don't have a mortgage or I don't have a car, nor my car's paid off. In fact, I just sold one of my cars. That's another thing. A few days ago, I sold a Cadillac that I had. And it's just amazing that how things happen when they're supposed to happen. Others may think, oh, this is the perfect, you're closing on all these deals right before Christmas, but no, that's not for me because I don't get into the commercialism of Christmas and buying all of those expensive gifts and going broke for the wrong reason. But I believe in, doing the right things, properly managing my money. And I wanted to share that testimony because, you never know who's dealing with circumstances where they're confronted with financial problems, and even if you're dealing with those things, you don't know where that income is going to come from. I just wanted to testify to you today that you never know when it's going to come, but when it comes back grand. God came in grandly. Now, you know, it's not really heard of that, you know, even in my 13-year career, you know, it's not always that you sell five houses all at one time. It's just simply amazing, and it's just something that I wish I could show the visual people so they can understand, okay, yeah, she's telling the truth about this. You know, 5 years is just like you know when God hand is on something. The markings of God is just all over this circumstance and situation. He didn't want me to worry about anything, especially going into the new year. I didn't want to have to worry about finances or, you know, paying creditors out, which I don't have a lot of, because, I try not to get overloaded with bills and things of that nature, because it brings unnecessary stresses in your life. But again, it just was a part of that season for me to flourish and blossom in industry at that given moment. I went through a dry spell of selling homes, and because of the economy right now. But the fact of the matter is that the beauty of it all is that I was able to sell and grandly, not just like, okay, I sold one house, two house, but grandly, God, allowed that to happen. It was my season for those that just happened, and he did it in such a way where I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was him that made it all happen like that, because not only are there not mortgage deals, the people are paying cash for all these houses, and it's just like a great feeling for this to happen. But again, I just want to say that, anybody that's listening out there, and I know some of you will catch it in the archives, because many of you, I get messages and emails from people after they have listened to the show in the archives, and I'm going to be starting talking about other topics, because people, have things that they want to talk about, but sometimes they're afraid to either call in or to share with other people that is them needing answers to certain things. And so I am definitely going to oblige the many requests that I have received in future shows. But, I just wanted to encourage you to live in your season, know what your season is, and be accepting of whatever circumstances you're going through, because know this, that, and nothing is meant to last. Your circumstance is not going to last always, because where there is a good, there is a bad, and where there is a bad, there is a good. But where there is a sad, there is a happy. All of those moments will take place no matter what you're going through. If you are without, resources, again, there's always a balance to everything, and it happens when it's supposed to happen. I know that, it may not be encouraging for you right now to hear that, and sometimes you can't even, your thoughts and things are so cloudy, just like the Yolanda Adams song said that, she sought to open up her heart to the Lord because things were cloudy. And a lot of times we are so despondent in what we're going through that things are clouded. We can't even focus. It's just like, God, help me. God, bring me out of this. You sometimes you don't even know to call on God. You can't even utter the word, God, help me. But sometimes if you retreat to a quiet place within yourself and begin to just, release it, find yourself releasing whatever you're going through on the inside. Because I find a lot of times when you remove yourself from everything around you and just quiet yourself, how solemnness comes in the room and it just like, illuminates the room with a positive energy. It's just like a flow of energy just comes from somewhere, because in your heart you know you're seeking for an answer. And if you allow yourself to hear the answer or to receive the answer, you will. So it's just, just a wonderful thing to know that, that we do have immediate answers if we only are accepting of those immediate answers to the things that we are seeking answers of. And only know that this too shall pass. They used to say that all my grandparents, and then they said, this too shall pass. And, whatever you whatever circumstances that you are dealing with, if you're trying to get in some type of industry, if you're trying to, write a book, know that, everything takes time. And if you put your commitment into it and seek direction and seek answers, and you will find them. it's, you know, nothing comes just by you sitting there. You have to engage in seeking, actively seeking answers to whatever it is you need answers for. So if you need answers on how you should be writing a book, or, you know, start doing some research, and, you know, I must say this, a lot of people mistake advice when, you know, people tell you to pray about things. Not only do you need to pray about things, but you need to, you know, take action also, because it does no good to just pray and you don't try to find out what you need to be doing. So, but while you're praying, you need to be also putting into action your plans, whatever you're trying to do. If you want to start a radio show, if you want to start a new business, begin to focus your energies on researching, and I believe I'm saying this for a reason, begin to research whatever it is that you're interested in doing. Because you have the ability to do whatever it is you choose to do, especially if you are a believer. And I encourage you all to just be living your season and be the person that you choose to be. Seek God for answers and allow him to fulfill the desires of your heart. I want to say God bless you, and thank you for listening to Morning Inspirations and Cancer Conversations. And I hope that you are motivated and inspired to live in your season and understand that there's always a good side, you know, awaiting you. Even in during the bad times, there's always a good side that's awaiting you. Again, God bless. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Randy, for hanging out with me and showing my show some love. But be encouraged. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Love and blessings. You have been on the Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations show with Poetic Energy herself. God bless. Love you.
God is so great that one name won't describe it. You can call him Jehovah, El Elyon, Possessor of Heaven and